Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gobsmacked. You know what that word means? Gobsmacked. It's an Irish word that means astounded. And I thought when I heard the news about how the Supreme Court ruled on Obamacare, that's how I felt. I felt gobsmacked. That was the word that came to my mind. Gobsmacked. It's not that I believe the law would be found constitutional. I gave up a long time ago trying to predict what the high court would do. I really didn't predict it. I didn't know what they would do. I wasn't sure, and it wasn't even that the Chief Justice Roberts and not Justice Kennedy was the swing vote. That didn't even surprise me, because Grace Marie Turner, you know who she is, the president of the Galen Institute, on the show all the time, one of the top healthcare policy experts in the world. She has, on this show, she warned us months ago, don't be surprised if Roberts, not Kennedy, becomes a swing vote. She was right. The part that gobsmacked me, and basically everyone else, if you've been watching the coverage about this ruling, was that the method that Chief Justice Roberts used in order to find a way to render Obamacare constitutional, in order to, for him to be able to say it's constitutional, was nothing short of contrived. Please, I'm not using this word to be pejorative. It's just the best way I know to describe how he made this decision. It was contrived. As he wrote for the majority, Roberts divined that the individual mandate, which is, as you know, as we've talked about on the show before, is the financial linchpin of the law and the most controversial element, that the mandate is a tax. That's what they decided. It's a tax. And since the Constitution gives Congress the power to tax citizens, that makes the mandate constitutional, the individual mandate constitutional. And all of this would be fine, except for 3 years, as you know, the namesake of Obamacare, President Obama, and all of its of the law's other proponents vociferously argued that the individual mandate is a penalty and absolutely positively not a tax. They went to great extended pains to deny that this mandate is a tax. In fact, the High Court ruled that Congress does not have the right to expand the Commerce Clause to include penalizing citizens for not buying a product or service. In other words, they ruled that if it were a penalty, the law would not be constitutional. But because a majority of the 5-4, the majority said it's a tax, that got it out of the Commerce Clause purview and made it legal, made it constitutional. So based on that decision, Obamacare would not be constitutional if it were considered as written, passed by Congress, and signed by the president, which was as a penalty. But since Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, and the 4 so-called liberal judges making up the majority, they transmogrified the penalty in front of them into a tax, and that allowed Obamacare to be constitutional. Some say Roberts made his decision to prevent his court from being perceived as partisan. You remember the Rehnquist court was branded by partisan after the 2000 Bush v. Gore decision, right? And some say as part of And he basically indicated this in his opinion. Some say that he felt the future of Obamacare should ultimately rest in the hands of the electorate. And he knew that with an election coming up, that would actually be possible. So if he did that, he punted, right? So by voting with the liberal wing of the court, Justice Roberts declared his independence and demonstrated intellectual honesty. One of the ways to see intellectual honesty is for people to do things that you didn't think they were going to do, sort of not be predictable. That's one of the ways you see it in intellectual honesty. And frankly, independence and intellectual honesty are both traits that I admire very much. But, alas, I fear the contrived method that Chief Justice Roberts used by turning a penalty into a tax in order to produce this particular ruling, I fear that this may go down in history as not the finest hour for this Chief Justice. So, you know, and by the way, folks, we polled our audience this week on if the Supreme Court upheld the Obamacare, how will this decision impact your small business? And here's what you've told us so far. 44% said, this will hurt my business. Almost half of our respondents said, definitely, the Obamacare ruling will hurt my small business. 42% said, I don't know, but I'm afraid of Obamacare. So 86% of our respondents either know that it will hurt their business or they're afraid of it. Only 4% said it would be good for their business. And 10% said, I don't know, but I'm worried about it. So we got 96% don't like it, they're afraid of it, or they know it will hurt them. Now, that's not a good sign. That's not that from a small business perspective. Those aren't good numbers for this law, and it'll be interesting to see what happens in November. But here's my final thought on this. It's a political observation. The Roberts ruling on Obamacare, in my opinion, is going to turn out to be a gift for the Republicans, but not the way many pundits are saying. I think I'm not going to say that it's going to help Romney get elected, but I do believe that if he does, this ruling will provide him with longer coattails in the down ballot candidates like the House and the Senate. It'll do more for him in that area, for the Republicans in that area, than Romney could ever have done on his own. So, very last thought: we continue to live the Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Ran out of time and money. Looks like they took my friends. Oh Lord, I'm stuck in a low dive.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.